Hi, everyone. Whenever and wherever you are listening, welcome to Highland's Scattered Prayers. The light of the risen sun, the love of the great gardener, the life-giving power of the Holy Spirit, and the fellowship of God's resurrection people, the first fruits of the kingdom of heaven, be with you all. My name is Jay Jansen. I'm the pastoral elder at Highland Community Church. Happy Easter morning. It's good to be with you in this way. When it comes to Jesus' resurrection from the grave, one metaphor that doesn't get much attention is that of first fruits. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20, Jesus is described as the first fruits of those who have died. In other words, Christ is the first in a long line of his followers who will be raised from the dead. This metaphor sprouts from imagery sown throughout the scriptures. For example, God deputizes humanity to tend to the flourishing of the garden God created. Sadly, the fruit of a tree introduces the weeds of sin and the thorns of death that choke out the goodness that was originally intended. As the story continues, new hope sprouts when God promises that Abraham's descendants will blossom into a nation that will bless the whole world. The prophets describe how that plan goes to seed. Yet they hold out the promise of a day when a branch of David, the offspring of Jesse, will bless all of creation with the fruit of justice and righteousness. The Gospels testify that when Jesus, the apple of God's eye, is hung from the tree, sin, evil, and death are defeated once and for all and forevermore. In the early light of Easter morning, Mary Magdalene meets the resurrected Jesus and supposes he is the gardener. Some people call that a case of mistaken identity, but I think Mary was more correct than she initially realized. For in Christ, the resurrected Jesus, we see a budding new creation, the first fruits of the tree of life that will ultimately, as the book of Revelation tells us, grow stronger and stronger, spreading its roots and branches wider and wider, until one day all things are fully and completely healed. There are two other tasty morsels worth chewing on. In the Hebrew Scriptures, God commanded the people of Israel to make an offering of the first and best portion of the harvest on the third day of Passover celebrations, the day that Jesus rose from the dead. The first feast of first fruits will have taken place when Israel had entered the promised land. Consider the parallels. The offering of first fruits marked the end to wilderness wandering and was an expression of faith that the harvest of the rest of the crop would come later. The resurrection of Jesus ends our barren and fruitless wandering and marks the beginning of new life as God's people in the kingdom that is coming on earth as it is in heaven. What's even more tantalizing is this. The early Christians were called first fruits. In other words, we are to be a foretaste of that day when God makes all things new. We are to be horticulturalists who do the landscaping and weeding necessary for the flourishing of God's good creation now and into eternity. With that in mind, I invite you to plant yourself into the soil of the ongoing Easter story. In the silence that follows, pause your playback device and open up the blinds of your house. Let the light flood in. Then gather up some candles, lots of them, at least one for each person in your home. And then be sure to light at least one as a sign that the resurrected Jesus is with us in spirit. If you're with children, maybe let one of them do the honors. Next, take a few moments of quiet to settle yourself, and then when you're ready, press play, and we'll continue.
Early in the morning, the sun already risen. Three women came bearing spices, the Lord's body to unknown. Standing outside the tomb, they asked each other, saying, who will roll away the stone? 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 Looking up, they realized the stone had been removed. To their amazement, the young man sat before them. Do not be afraid, for Jesus the Nazarene, who has been crucified, here you will not find, for he has risen from the grave. He has risen from the grave. Find him at your table. You find him on the road. You find him at your table. You find him on the road. You find him at your table. You find him on the road. You find him at your table.
Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up and offered his life for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. And having been raised from the dead on the third day, he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of light. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. The one who once died but now lives forever holds the keys of death and evil. A new day has dawned, and the way to life stands open. Let us walk in the light. As first steps into the light, please pray these words together with me. Father of light, let my soul rise up to meet you as the day rises to meet the sun. We want to know Christ. Yes, to be completely united with him. All those things that we might count as profit, we reckon as garbage, for nothing is as valuable as having a part with him in his pains and a share in his righteousness. As we take these steps in worship, we want to know the power of Christ's resurrection. Forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, we press on toward the reward, knowing Jesus more fully and knowing more deeply that we belong to Him. Amen. Brothers and sisters, on this most holy day, together with the Church throughout the world, we celebrate Christ is risen.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
Rejoice, the light of the world is risen. Those who believe in Him shall never die. We praise You, O Christ. Dying, You destroyed our death. Rising, You restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory.
And can it be that I should gain an interest in the Savior's blood? Died He for me, who caused His pain for me, who Him to death pursued? Amazing love, how can it be that Thou, my God, shouldst die for me? Amazing love, how can it be that Thou, my God, shouldst die for me? He left His Father's throne above, so free, so infinite His grace. Emptied Himself of all but love, and bled for Adam's helpless race. 'Tis mercy all
When the Sabbath was over, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome took spices that they had prepared to anoint him. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. But when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly, two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who is crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is a place where they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." So they left the tomb quickly, for terror and amazement had seized them. Returning from the tomb, the woman told all this to the 11 and to all the rest. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. This is the Gospel of Christ.
Crown him with many crowns, the Lamb upon his throne. Hark how the heavenly anthems drown all music but its own. Awake my soul and sing of him who died for thee.
Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. Word of God, word of life.
Sin and our guilt, yonder on Calvary's mount outpoured, there where the blood of the Lamb was spilled. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse we.
The pioneer of salvation comes to meet us. Let's confess our fears, our faults, our infidelities to the resurrected creator of the world, who looks to make all things new by praying the following words with me. We bless you, Christ our Savior. You are not a king who is out of touch with our reality. You sympathize with our weaknesses, for in every respect you are tested as we are, yet without sin. Like the women who came to your tomb, we come quaking with confusion and sorrow. Mistakes and misfortunes imprison us, and we find ourselves cowering in empty, tomb-like places where you seem absent. Let the immeasurable greatness of your power transform the pain of death into the fullness of life. Free from evil your turbulent and disfigured world, and establish your reign of shalom. And work in us, so that, looking to you, we might set aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and run with perseverance the race that is set before us, and receive our eternal inheritance. Fulfill your ancient promises, and fill our barren lives with grace to overflowing. In the silence that follows, pause your playback device. What does the Spirit stir in your heart and soul? As you quietly place before God those things that your attention is drawn to, listen for what God says. Brothers and sisters, hear these good words from the Gospels of John and Luke, and read by Seth.
When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. Brothers and sisters, be at peace and go forth refreshed and renewed, rejoicing in the good news. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven."
Free.
I hand on to you as of first importance what I in turn received, that Christ died for our sins, that he was buried, and he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He appeared to the 12, then he appeared to more than 500 brothers and sisters at one time. Before he was taken up into heaven, Jesus blessed them, and he said to them, "Repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in my name to all nations. Beginning at Jerusalem, you are to be witnesses of these things." Brothers and sisters, together with those saints, we are children of the day, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's chosen people, in order that you may proclaim the mighty acts of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Let's respond to that goodness by praying these words together. We bless you, Christ our Savior. On the first day you spoke creation into existence. Early on the first day of the week, your simple word of greeting calls forth new creation. As you broke into Mary's grief with your death-shattering word, you call us by name. With your love beating in our revived hearts, may we follow you down the road to tend to the task of announcing life to the world, so that our families, neighbors, co-workers, and friends might flourish. As we cultivate your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, bless the work of our hands, so that not only are our needs satisfied, but your world is more fully reconciled. Until that day when the old is made new, empower us with the same power that was at work when you were raised from the dead, transforming all our days and nights, making us a joyful people and a light in all the places of the world still subjected to the powers of sin, evil, and death. To you, Lord Jesus, who renovates our world in and through our workaday lives, be honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. As regents of the risen King, let's offer up our prayers for the world. Pause your playback device and take a moment to give a lit candle to each person. When you're ready, press play and we'll continue. Now that you're set, raise your candle after each acclamation or petition and declare, "Let our light shine." Praise and honor and glory and power be to the Lamb upon the throne, the lamp of the city of God. Let our light shine. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, the Lord is doing a new thing. For the day of the eternal sun that now rises, let our light shine. For blessing the poor in spirit with a home in the kingdom of heaven, let our light shine. For blessing the meek with an inheritance of land, let our light shine. For blessing the merciful with mercy, let our light shine. For blessing the pure in heart with visions of God, let our light shine. For blessing the peacemakers by recognizing them as children of God, let our light shine. For every good and perfect gift from our loving, generous God, now and forever, let our light shine. In the silence that follows, pause your playback device and take a few moments to name those things for which you're grateful. After each of those, raise your candle and declare, "Let our light shine." Let's continue praying together. For blessing with comfort those who mourn, let our light shine. For blessing those who hunger and thirst for justice with complete satisfaction, let our light shine. For blessing those who are persecuted in the cause of uprightness by granting them the keys to the kingdom of heaven, let our light shine. For daily turning darkness into light, renewing your people and your creation, let our light shine. In our watching and waiting, our work and worship, let our light shine. For finding the lost, for awakening the dead, and for the coming of your kingdom at the end of time, when you will be all in all. Let our light shine. In the silence that follows, pause your playback device and offer your concerns to God. And for each of those things, raise your candle and cry out, "Let our light shine." Let's offer up ourselves and everything that has been spoken and unsaid to God by singing the Lord's Prayer. Thanks for praying with me and the rest of the Scattered Highland community. Before we go, I have three things to pass your way. First, thanks to the band called Ordinary Time, Wendell Kimbrough, City of Light, Sandra McCracken, and The Crossing Music for generously allowing us to play their recordings. You can purchase their songs on Sensible websites. Next, thanks to our very own Highlander, D. Van Meer, for providing us with a recording of the song Grace Greater Than Our Sin. Finally, I invite you to experience more of the Easter story at supper later today. Use the Sunday Vesper prayers as a way to relive the meal Jesus ate with his followers at Emmaus. You can find the audio file and liturgy on our website under Holy Week Prayers. And now, receive this blessing. Brothers and sisters, Christ is risen.
Amen.
May God, the Creator of all life, Jesus Christ, the Giver of eternal life, and the Holy Spirit, the power in each and every life, bless us now and forever. Amen.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
Go in peace to serve God in loving your neighbor, so that all people might see and praise our Father in heaven. Amen.
Christ has died. Christ is risen.